Absolutely. Well, where did you pick that up from? Because it's a very mature ability to be able to compartmentalize those kind of things and separate the two. When did you feel that you first had the ability to do those things?
Yeah, it's kind of been a growing process and a lot of maturity and, almost trial and error throughout the years, mentally, how you're going to deal with losses, how you're going to deal with, let's say a drought or goal streaks or, not turning up points. And so it's to be able to reflect and, go throughout the years. And I think it's really maturity throughout playing for hockey that I've learned.
Is it fair to say that you would perceive your mental strength as being one of the biggest strengths that you have as a hockey player?
Yeah, I think for sure to be able to mentally prepare for a game and, know what you have to do. And, it's a grind. It's a long season. And I think you have to be. I think everybody in this locker room is, the different strengths when it comes to that. And I think that's, that's one of my strengths.
Pointed to a game, I think it was March, maybe 2018 against Carolina. It's kind of an aha sort of game. I don't know if you remember that game.
Yeah.
But as one of just kind of the potential that you really had felt up at the NHL level. Or was there an aha sort of moment for you where you're like, this is how I need to play and have success?
Not really. I know what game he's talking about. That was a couple of years ago. And it was just one of those games. It was a grind. I'm sure he's told you about it. And for me, it's just kind of just been growing and learning that, hard work's got to be your baseline, especially for me as a skilled player. And, I like to make plays. And if you don't work hard, and you're not going to be able to make those plays and have the chance to make those plays. So that's where my starting point every single night comes from.
That's something that you took too from Mark and Blake. I mean, kind of the tone that those two set on the line, that if you're going to play up with them, you kind of have to try to make sure you match that.
For sure. I mean, they set the tone for our whole team. And I think their work ethic is second to none on the team. And so for sure, I take little things from almost everybody in the locker room. So that's definitely something that, Blake leads by example. And he works probably one of the hardest on the team. So, yeah.
What is it right now for your game that you take most pride in?
Probably just consistency and, trying to bring my game every single night and, when I know what I'm at my best and if I, struggle to start and I know how to get my game right, I guess. And, it starts with move my feet, and when I move my feet, I'm seeing more plays and, taking away plays. And I think that's really where I'm at my best too.
Does that largely come from experience, or is there someone that?
Yeah, no, I think it does. It comes from experience and, having to learn the pro game. It's something definitely different. A couple years ago when I was coming into the league, it was a big adjustment. You're playing against grown men now, and you got to learn how to produce in certain situations. You're going to have less time in the slot, less time to get pucks off, and so it's something that you're constantly learning. I still am today.
You talk about learning, you talk about growth. What makes you a better player right now than you were, let's say, this time last year?
I think maturity and not try to get too high, not too low, especially wins and losses. And personally, my game, just critiquing it too much. And I'm not trying not to, say it wasn't a terrible game and trying to take away certain things from it. So I think just a lot of maturity and growth in that, and recognizing, how I'm playing each night.